It is 28 before the hour. 6-4 says Huggy Lowdown and Chris Paul killed it in Philly last night.
Hilarious.
Yes, our celebrity snitch in the structure. It's the Huggster. Huggy Lowdown. Huggy.
What they say? What's the deal, Pickle? Is everything kosher?
Yes, sir.
Everything's kosher, Hug.
Skip Murphy.
Huggy Lowdown.
What'd they say last night? What'd they say?
They say you killed it last night, Hug.
What'd they say, Sybil?
Hilarious.
Hilarious. Yeah. Sybil Wilkes.
Huggy.
And my boy Lavelle Crawford, y'all.
What's up with your Hug A?
T-G-F.
What?
T-G-F.
T-G-F. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, TGF, that's what we're saying. Man. Thank God if you woke up this morning.
Amen, brother.
Thank God if you're black.
Thank God if my check came.
Thank God if you finish your Christmas shopping.
Thank you.
Thank God if you live in Colorado. Thank God if you went to Jared. Thank God if your woman got gout before you bought those red bottles. Thank God if your Secret Santa gave you an EBT gift card. Thank God if you're not a Chicago Bears football fan. Sorry, Sybil. Contender number one, Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler.
Yes, sir.
Sybil, I heard y'all starting QB ain't starting on Sunday.
Yeah, no, they have to.
Ain't that a bench?
Yeah, that's a bench.
Cutler's contract is like the Mega Million lottery, but yeah. The Bears don't care. Chicago don't care. They said he needs to be playing Chicago basketball because he's some bull, Sybil.
You're right.
I mean, where the hell they do that at? They bench the star quarterback? Have you ever heard such a thing?
Never.
What do they do that at?
Where they do that at?
I don't know. Hell, watch it. Damn, I forgot about us. Put my football team down as contender number two, Sybil, for winning the same amount of games as our quarterback name.
Whoa.
I mean, them mother football games are up. The offensive line is worse than the sorority sister, Sybil.
Ooh, that's bad.
I know some player haters that do more blocking than this team, man. Hey, congratulations to Stevie Wonder, y'all. He just had his ninth child.
Yep.
Yeah.
So he officially have more kids than braids, y'all.
Oh, my.
Stop it.
It's true. He's down to two left. Two braids.
Stupid.
Sybil, I heard Stevie thought he was having a boy at first, but the doctors told him they haven't cut the umbilical cord yet.
What?
He was like, that's my boy. They said, hold on, Stevie, it's a girl. He had a beautiful girl, so congratulations. Contender number three, Charles Barkley. Now, he hasn't said anything yet, but he will. By the way, did y'all see Nicki Minaj on TNT's Inside the NBA last night?
Coming out.
Woo! So, for once, Charles Barkley wasn't the biggest ass on there, y'all. Contender number four, the sisters that gave sorority sisters a bad name. Y'all know VH1's new reality show, Sorority Sisters, is so bad, y'all. Advertisers and sponsors are pulling ass, apparently because the show put the rat in check. Yes. And sorority sisters around the world ain't with that, y'all. Sony, you are the Bama of the week. How the hell are you going to not show the movie The Interview? You let the cyber Debos bully you into taking it out of theaters? Hell. They even took out Team America World Police, y'all. Y'all hear this?
Yeah.
They even took it out of theaters because they was going to show it in this place. Now they done took that out of theaters. Not because of the hackers, y'all, but because of Team America didn't want to be associated with today's police. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, what's new? What's next, y'all? Aliens protesting how they portrayed in Guardians of the Galaxy, y'all?
Probably.
Oh, man. Philadelphia, thank y'all for the World Cafe last night where everybody came out. And to the brother who slipped me that joint of reefer, man. Don't be mad because I got to re-gift that, brother.
Hey, Huggy, Huggy, you sound like you hang out with Skip with that old school reference.
Oh, Reefer.
Well, that's what the brother.
That's a 1943 reference.
Hey, LaVell, the brother walked up to me. He had on a dickie, man. I didn't even know they still made those.
Wow, look at the time.
He had on a jean jacket with a dickie on, man.
Ooh, look at the time, Huggy and LaVell.